life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Listen along with our host, Josiah Carrick, as we take a deep dive into the experiences of students at Cedarville University. Bella, Ben, and Joseph continue their 1,000 days as a sophomore, junior, and senior, while Eliana joins them as our freshman. There will be many joys and challenges this year, but we can have hope through everything because Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Okay, Eliana, day one, you are a brand new freshman at Cedarville University. This is kind of crazy. How do you feel?
I feel a little overwhelmed, but honestly, pretty good.
Thanks for being here. I'm so glad we were able to get you. Little known fact, I believe you're from East Tennessee, right? I'm from Middle Tennessee.
No, my mom is from East Tennessee.
Your mom. Okay, that's so awkward because the way I found you was through a friend of a friend who is from East Tennessee.
Right.
So
no, I wish I was from Tennessee.
Well, then, so where are you from? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm from Fairfield, Ohio, about an hour and a half away from Cedarville. You know, I'm a broadcasting major here. You know, I'm a freshman, so not sure what I'm doing yet with that, but we'll figure it out, you know?
So you're not sure what you might want to use the degree for yet?
Well, I have like a dream job, as everyone does, but...
What is it?
Radio drama.
That's awesome. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you the best of luck in that. As a theater major myself, I find that fascinating. I would love to do that as well. So, hey, maybe I can interest you in a little bit of theater action while you're here?
Yeah. Oh, I definitely want to do theater here.
Okay. We'll have to get you involved for sure. Okay. You wrote your first ever journal entry. Thank you so much. It was amazing to read. We will be posting that on resoundradio.com shortly. But before we dive into that, can you just give us a little bit more detail of how you found Cedarville, why you chose Cedarville?
Yeah, of course. So my sister actually came here. She graduated last year, so we just missed the overlap there. And over those 4 years that she was here, I, you know, visited, and I know the campus well enough, and I know like a couple of people here coming in, so it's not like I'm starting from scratch, right? But I really love the intentionality here with the professors and everyone that I meet. They all want their students to succeed, and they're willing to do so much for them, offering hands-on experience and offering, you know, just going above and beyond what you typically would see in a college professor.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's why a lot of people come here. They really like that intentionality, and the ratio between professors and students is a decent ratio, so you get enough quality time with them if you need it. The first paragraph that you talk about or that you write in your journal entry was about dinner time and how you have come to understand that the lines at Cedarville are a bit long. So tell me a little bit more about that in your words.
We were moving in the first day, me and my roommate, and her mom had to run to Walmart to get some things, and we kind of had to like wait around the dorm room until we got all our stuff back in here and everything. And so we showed up at the checks line about, you know, 5:20 is a reasonably early time for dinner in my head. And
right.
I walk in.
Yeah.
And not only is it a line through the entire lobby of the SSC, but it goes back and forth like like a figure eight. You can't even tell where the end of the line is. So I look at my roommate. We look at each other. We're like, no, we're not going to do this. We did run over to see if Tost and Chick-fil-A was any better. It was not. So we ran for the hills, man, and went back to our dorm room and ate, you know, a protein bar and some dried fruit. And we were like, well, we'll just have to do better next time.
Do you live in Printy?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so you did a big walk. You got your exercise in going from SSC to Tost.
Oh, for sure. The steps are getting in.
Yeah. Well, I understand, and unfortunately, I don't think that's going to change the steps or the meal times with how busy they are.
No. It's not gotten better, but it's fine. I've adjusted.
Well, so you won't be able to eat in your dorm every meal. I mean, we have Panda Express. Have you tried that yet? But I've heard they're only open for lunch.
They are, in fact, only open for lunch, and I have not been in there yet. I am very busy at lunchtime. I don't have time for the Panda Express line.
Yeah.
It is not express. It is very slow.
Well, Eliana, I truly do wish you the best in trying to find a meal and a meal time that works.
Oh, for sure. No more scavenging.
Okay, let's get into some more serious topic. Fall Bible Conference happened. Everyone attended who's at Cedarville right now. It's during the first week of classes, and it's normally an incredible time for people to come together. They just had a summer away from Cedarville, so they come back and they re-experience the ministry and the impact of what chapel can be. What was Fall Bible Conference like for you, the first time you've ever had one?
So the entirety of Fall Bible Conference was not really what I was expecting. A lot of people say that they kind of thought like, oh, the freshmen, like they don't get how amazing having two chapel services is. And I was honestly really excited for it because as a busy freshman, it's like everything is go, go, go. And I understand how some people could view it as, oh, just another thing. And that's just another hour that I'm busy doing things. But honestly, it was so great coming back at the end of a really busy day and be able to sing some worship and be able to just sit there and listen and absorb the word and everything. It's such a great way to end your day. And like, I've actually incorporated that in because I usually start my days with the Bible, but now I'm doing both. I'm starting and ending my days. Hmm. But honestly, something else that was unexpected about it was the last day of Fall Bible Conference is the day before first day of classes. And so you kind of have a lot of things clashing and a lot of emotions running. And I guess I wasn't expecting to be very emotional. I was expecting to be emotional maybe my first day, but I wasn't emotional until that last day of Fall Bible Conference, which was unexpected.
Can you tell us a little bit about why you were emotional? What were they talking about?
So they were talking about, Dr. White comes up at the end of Fall Bible Conference and he says, a lot of you may not actually have salvation and that is understandable and everything, but now is your time to declare your faith as your own and you're not under your parents anymore you're not getting in through your parents. You're not getting into heaven through your parents, and you're not going to the Lord through your parents. You have to make that choice for yourself, right? And I've always been really sure of my faith. And so when they were calling people down to the front who were questioning their salvation, I was like, that isn't me, right? And so they did that a couple of times, and I was like, no, I'm not who they're talking to. They're not talking to me. And right. Then they called down people who needed to lay something down before God, right? So like something that they keep going back to that they need to just put down, right? And that didn't really hit me as what I should go down for, right? Not that I need to go down for the reason that they're saying, but just that I wanted to talk about it, but I didn't want to talk about the things that they were calling down, if that makes sense.
Talk about what though?
Well, that's the thing, Josiah. Do I know? in the moment, it's really hard because everyone is like, of course, so excited and so excited for everyone who's going down and realizing these things about their lives. And I was just like, when this is over, I just got to get to a quiet place where I can just sit with God and just think about what he's trying to tell me right now, because I'm not able to focus here, right? So I went out to sit in front of the Bible building. Turns out that is a very unoriginal thing of me. So it was very busy in front of the Bible building, which fair enough, because it's really pretty there.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked about halfway across the lake and I just sat down under a tree and I was thinking about what God could be telling me here, because I felt a lot of emotions just about starting school and about finally being here. It seems like it's a long time coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just was coming up with a blank, right? I was like, I don't know. I'm just conflicted and I need clarity. And so I called one of my friends from back home and she just like listened to me say everything out loud. And she convinced me to talk to someone that I knew here. So I talked to my cousin who's on campus here. He's a sophomore. And he was understanding how I was feeling. Again, everyone's life is different and everyone's journey is different. And so he's like, I haven't experienced this exact same thing, but let's just talk about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I was just overwhelmed and so far in my own head that I felt conflicted about what God was telling me. But it ended up helping so much just to like say out loud, I'm confused and I need clarity. And in time, God will provide me with that, right?
Yeah, that is fascinating. You understand that God's presence is there. You understand that he is trying to say something to you and there's a emotional response that comes with that. But you have no idea what that could be because of being overwhelmed, like you said, coming in as a freshman. This is all new to you. You're living with 5,000 peers who all believe, for the most part, the same thing that you do. It's an incredible experience, but very overwhelming. How do you think God will reveal what he wants you to know to you?
Honestly, I've been feeling a little bit more solid since I've incorporated just more intentionality in my personal walk, because everyone can show up to chapel. And I mean, that's like required. So everyone is showing up to chapel most of the time and everyone is hearing it in their classes. But if you're not making that decision for your own self, it's not necessarily your choice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think just I've been getting little bits of clarity here and there this past week, even just from like being more intentional with my time with him. And I think maybe that's what he wanted from me. He wanted more time with me instead of like just, oh, I'll just do it when I have time. Like I'm making time and this is the time that I'm doing it. It's not just, oh, whenever I have 20 minutes, it's like every morning at this time and every night at this time.
And that's difficult now because you just came into college and you have a super busy schedule, I'm sure.
Right, of course. Yeah, no. Yesterday I was in my dorm room all day getting all of my stuff done. I was like, everything is due tomorrow.
Right. Welcome to college.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I'm glad you are having this experience and understanding now. And what better place to go through this than with, again, 5,000 people who are your age who, for the most part, believe what you believe. It's perfect. Perfect timing.
Right, yeah.
So you did just mention that you had a cousin here. You also say in your journal entry that you're blessed to have family here to talk to. Do you have anyone else or is it just your cousin?
So my cousin is probably who I'm closest with here. But recently I did a theater show in the summer and I met a lot of people who happened to go here, including some friends that I've had for a couple of years. But mostly it's just a handful, but honestly, I've gotten dinner with a couple of them and I see them around. One of my greatest friends is in my bro dorm, not the same unit, so we don't like cross a lot, but like to and from, I'll see him. So it's great to have like a couple of familiar faces and some really good friends to talk about things with or to grab dinner if I don't have anyone to sit with or whatever.
Right. That must be comforting. You have people coming into school with you for the first time. Have you made any efforts to find community outside of that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. My unit at Prenti is so welcoming and so amazing. We're starting a Bible study on Tuesdays. And Tuesdays are like my busiest day, which I was like, oh, that's not great. But then I was thinking about it and I thought it's like fall Bible conference where I was so glad at the end of a busy day to just come back to God with all of my people and just like worshiping him together and learning about him together. So I'm really actually kind of glad it's on my busiest day because again, I can have that feeling of peace before I go to bed after a really busy day. So I'm really excited about that.
Good for you. I'm very happy for you. I'm excited to see what happens with all of the things, the academic and the relational. I'm really excited to watch you grow. I do have one more question for you that I'm asking actually everyone so that when we come to the finale at the end of the year, I will bring it back up and we'll talk about it.
Okay.
I know, scary. What is one thing that you are hoping God teaches you this year?
That is a good question. I think that I'm enough how I am. I came into this thinking I don't know. Obviously, the academics are really rigorous, and everyone's at a different point in their faith, and everyone is, you know, like, I think the comparison game is a hard game to play, and it's not a game I want to play. But mm-hmm. I think it can be hard. I have an older sister, as I mentioned before, and so, like, when you have people who are older than you, or wiser than you, or better than you at something, it's easy to feel like you're not enough. And you can always tell yourself, oh, I know I'm enough. God tells me I'm enough. I know I'm enough. But, like, to truly, like, believe it, it's a bigger battle than I think I always realize.
So you're hoping by the end of the year, you will know through some means that you are enough.
Right.
I think, Eliana, everyone at some point in their life has gone or will go through that. I'm the oldest in my family, so that's different from you, but that doesn't mean that I still look up to people in my life and say, oh, wow, they are so much farther ahead of me in certain areas. And a lot of that just has to do with age. And I think we just have to be humble and realize we won't know everything. We aren't going to be the best at something. Someone out there in the world is better than you at pretty much everything you do.
Right.
But that's where we get the faith and the hope that we have in Christ, that he says we are enough, so we are enough. We don't need to keep fighting that battle.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Eliana, this was a fantastic first discussion. I look forward to many of them. Best of luck in your classes and finding mealtimes, truly.
Truly, yeah. A battle I will continue to fight. Thank you.
Of course. We'll talk again in 2 weeks.
All right.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcasts, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Jer Mobley and Hannah Newman, and edited by Jer Mobley.